Tell you what I'll do. Thank you. Woo-hoo-hoo. I like that kind of thing. You're crazy. Welcome. How long since I've spent a whole night in a twin bed with a stranger? His warm arms all around me. How long since I've gazed into dark eyes that melted my soul down to the place where it longs to be? All of your history has little to do with your face. You're mainly a mystery with violence filling in space. Mm-hmm. You stood in the nude by the mirror and picked out a rose from the bouquet in our hotel. Lay down beside me again, and I watched the rose on the pillow as it fell. I sank and I slept in a twilight with only one care, to know that when day broke and I woke, that you'd still be there, you'd still be there. For once they pass slowly, unendingly by, like a sweet breeze on a field. Your gentleness came down upon me, and I guess I sang to you. You caused me to yield. We spoke not a sentence and took not a footstep beyond our 2 days together, which seemingly soon would be gone, soon would be gone. Don't tell me of love everlasting and other sad dreams I don't want to hear. Tell me of passionate strangers who rescue each other from a lifetime of cares. 'Cause if love means forever expecting nothing return, then I hope I'll be given another whole lifetime to learn. You gave to me, oh, so many things. It makes me wonder how they could belong to me. And I gave you only my dark eyes, which melted your soul down to the place where it longs to be. Called Love Song to a Stranger, and then I wrote Love Song to a Stranger Part 2. What happened was I was stuck in Germany, and it was about 4 degrees below zero, and I was in Frankfurt. I was miserable. And there's this road manager who kept an eye on me, so I couldn't sort of get out and meet anybody, if you know what I mean. So there I was, and they kept doing nice things for me and bringing me wine and fruit, and well, it's all in the song, actually. Oh, that's pretty. Is that chimes from here? Anyhow, so I started reminiscing on all these fantastic love affairs I'd had in my life. And I censored out half the song, and I'll sing you the rest. And then I started off really serious and nostalgic, but fear not. It will end as cynically as you would all hope. They brought me a view. fruit and two finger bowls of glass. The couch is gold with a floral design, and the wine is Germany's best. The wine is Germany's best. My thoughts drift into the frozen night. Frankfurt is covered with snow, and numbly they ride on an icy wind to places they're longing to go. To places they're longing to go. I remember the tall, dark Irish rose who held me in my limousine and slept with me under a burgundy quilt with sheets of silk in between. Well, anyway, that's how it seemed. I thought I wanted to marry him. His face was sculpted by God. His words were gentle and never so true, and soft as the Irish fog, and lost in the Irish fog. I remember the boy from the monastery who wanted to be a monk, but he brought flowers and wine to my room, and we both got happily drunk. We both got happily drunk. He laughed like the chimes of a silver bell. His eyes were Alexanderite blue. He danced the Tai Chi with the grace of a deer, and I wanted to marry him too. Yeah, I wanted to marry him too. There was that son of a dog from the Tennessee hills, kept telling me I was still young. He spoke in pure southern and smoothed out the lines round my eyes, saying I was the one forever, that I'd be the one. He drank and he cussed and he wrote his own songs. He was very much on the go. We courted each other for over a year. I couldn't have married him though, we just lived in sin on the road. It was that black-eyed beauty from Boston town. 2 days was never too long. He stood by the mirror and picked out the rose, but I already wrote him the song. Yeah, I already wrote him the song. So here I sit with my basket of fruit and two finger bowls of glass. I finished my bottle of Germany's best and concluded my thoughts on the past, that love is a pain in the ass.